To my Aunt Betty and Uncle Phil, thank you for always being there for me and for treating me like your pretend daughter. I love you both dearly.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Happy Heartbreaker by Rachel Renee Russell with Nikki Russell and Aaron Russell. Read by Jenny Barber.
This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell, private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed. Saturday, February 1st. OMG. I'm suffering from the worst case of crush-itis ever. This morning, I had these fluttery butterflies in my stomach that were making me feel super nauseous, but in a really good way. I felt so insanely happy I could just vomit sunshine, rainbows, confetti, glitter, and, those yummy little Skittles candy thingies. I still can't believe my crush, Brandon, actually texted me last night after I left his birthday party. And you'll never guess what happened. He asked me out to Crazy Burger. Squee! And yes, I know it's not like a real date or anything, but still. I was so elated, I blasted my fave music and danced around my bedroom like a maniac. Hey, I was beyond fierce. I was an air guitar playing dancing machine. After dancing in my room for an entire hour, I was so tired I could barely breathe. That's when I collapsed into a wheezing, sweat-soaked mass of body odor and sheer exhaustion. Yes! Heck! A very happy wheezing, sweat-soaked mass of body odor and sheer exhaustion. Why? Because any minute now, Brandon was going to contact me so we could make plans to hang out at Crazy Burger. Squee! So, I snuggled into a comfy chair, stared at my cell phone, and waited patiently for his call. I waited. And waited. 2 hours later. And waited. 4 hours later. And waited 6 hours later. Before I knew it, it was bedtime. I felt like I'd been waiting forever. But no call, no email, not even a text message. I even checked my cell phone to make sure the battery thingy hadn't run down or something. Unfortunately, my last call was from my BFFs, Chloe and Zoe. They had called me late last night with some really juicy gossip. Apparently, someone had showed up at Brandon's party unexpectedly to drop off a present for him shortly after I had left. You'll never guess who it was. Mackenzie! Okay, I'll admit it was really nice and sweet of her to do that, but she had totally overlooked one very important little detail. She wasn't invited, which meant Miss Thang had basically crashed Brandon's party. Like, who does that? My BFFs told me that Mackenzie was twirling her hair, giggling, and flirting with Brandon like crazy. Then she got super serious and asked to talk to him privately about something really important. Just great. Now I'm really starting to worry. Panic! What if Mackenzie told him some awful lies about me so he wouldn't want to be friends anymore? She was always talking about me behind my back and saying stuff.